Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. The Columbia-based organization Missouri River Relief coordinated 8 major cleanups of the Missouri River in 2014. Last time on Missouri Environment, we told you how the philosophy of connecting people to the Missouri River drives the staff and longtime volunteers at River Relief. This time, the story about the nearly 200 folks who got up early on a Saturday morning a couple of months back to take part in a River Relief cleanup on a stretch of the Big Muddy near Boonville. It all began with an orientation session on the riverbank.
We're doing about 12 miles of river, so you'll get in a boat. You'll either be taken upstream to a site or downstream to a site. What we'd like you to do is gather all the trash to pile right near where you'll see a blue bag on the shoreline.
Once that was over, River Relief volunteers organized everyone into groups and got them into small boats holding about a dozen people each.
Yeah, that's a little slippery there, so be careful.
One of the groups called itself the Commandos, mostly students from the biology club at Columbia Hickman High School. A River Relief crew member took the Commandos upriver and dropped them off at a designated location where everyone struggled up the slick riverbank. Moving into heavy woods armed with plastic bags, the Commandos split up into small groups and began looking for trash.
Bunch of plastic and glass, but nothing special. A lot of styrofoam.
That's Benton Wong, a junior at Hickman.
I like life. I just like the earth, really, and I just want to make a difference, which I'm pretty sure it's not compared to how much is out there, but what we're doing right now is going to help a lot over time.
One of the Commandos was wondering how all this trash could end up on this remote floodplain near Boonville. Well, the River Relief folks say more than likely it's not local litter, that a plastic water bottle dropped on a sidewalk in Kansas City might be carried by the rain into a storm sewer or small stream that drains into the Missouri River. And maybe years later, well, here it is.
It looked like a water bottle of some sort with a lot of mud in it.
That's Boonville resident Jane Lego, who was one of the adult Commandos on this adventure.
It's a connection to something that's bigger than any one of us.
That word connection came up more than once by people taking part in the cleanup.
I love the river.
Beth Lavoy of Columbia says this is her first cleanup for River Relief.
Seeing a force of nature, and it truly is. I mean, a river is a force of nature, and it's nothing to take lightly. And really seeing its power and its beauty and respecting it.
After 90 minutes or so, the Commandos regrouped and waited for a ride back. One group of Commandos showed up with a huge tire, rim and all. When their ride showed up, they had to get it on the boat.
Good job!
Before you know it, the Commandos were on board and heading back to the starting point. Once there, volunteers got a look at the strange finds of others, like a metal love seat that Dennis Hult of Boonville and his crew came across.
I had a rotten 2x4 that I kept digging with, and we pulled it out.
By day's end, the nearly 200 volunteers gathered about 7,000 pounds of trash. But as anyone on this trip could tell you, it's a small percentage of what's out there. That's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.